I know I've been thinking about the Corporate Transparency Act and how it's going to affect my practice, and I bet a lot of you are as well. And if you're not, this is probably about time to start thinking about it. So we're going to devote the next two sessions on the Corporate Transparency Act. First, we have Lauren White. Welcome, Lauren. Lauren is with Haynes & Boone, where she's the tax practice group leader for chair of the tax practice group. She went to St. Ed's undergrad and has a JD and a summa cum laude degree from Texas Tech. So she's knows about tax stuff, and why is a tax lawyer talking about that? She's going to tell you about why a tax lawyer is talking to you about the Corporate Transparency Act. And then after this, Lauren's going to kind of just give us a summary and a detail of kind of what the act is, and then we have some people to talk about after that. How should this be affecting your practice, or what kind of things should we be thinking about in the context of our practice? So thank you, Lauren, for being here.
Thank you. So I'm going to start off and cover the Corporate Transparency Act, who has to report, what they have to report, when they have to report it, and what happens if they don't. So to start off, the CTA, the Corporate Transparency Act, was enacted as part of the Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2020. It was bipartisan legislation that was actually implemented over a presidential veto, focused on trying to get behind shell companies and prevent financial crimes. It's actually something that has been in the works for a long time. There have been reports out about how most developed countries currently do this and have a process to collect beneficial ownership information, and the U.S. is behind on that. And so it's kind of been a long time coming. And so the Corporate Transparency Act requires information to be reported about reporting companies, their beneficial owners, and company applicants. And that's a little misleading because those terms are somewhat broader than they would at first appear, and we'll talk about that. But because of the exemptions, it's really focused on a lot of smaller companies, those that are not regulated, and those that don't have large U.S. operations. And I will mention right now, you know, we have the act, we have regulations, but there's still a lot that we don't know because no one has had to report anything yet. The forms aren't final, and so there's going to be more guidance that hopefully will come out here in the next 6 months, year. And I will also mention at this point that when this information does start being reported, it will be reported to FinCEN, so the Financial Crimes and Enforcement Network, which is under the U.S. Treasury, which is how a tax lawyer gets involved in something like this. I also draft a lot of LLC and LP agreements, and form a lot of entities, which is why this is also on my plate. But the goal here, from the government's perspective, is that this information will be available to governmental agencies and regulators, both U.S. and foreign, with some restrictions. And then also the Department of Treasury in their administration of tax returns. Certain financial institutions will also have access to the information when requested to comply with their customer due diligence rules. So where we are, you know, enacted January 1st, 2021. At the end of 2021, the proposed beneficial ownership rules or proposed regulations came out. Those were finalized in September of 2022. They will go into effect January 1st, 2024, which is key for entities that are going to be formed beginning in 2024. They'll have a tight timeline to actually register and provide the information. For entities formed prior to 2024, they will have essentially all of 2024 until January 1st, 2025 to get their report in. So with that, what entities need to report? Baseline is U.S. companies that are formed by filing something with a Secretary of State or comparable office. So if we form a corporation, an LLC, a limited partnership, the guidance is that LLPs and LLLPs will also fall within these rules. Delaware statutory trusts, where you have to file something with the Secretary of State, will be required to also comply unless they're exempt.